go with the flow. It's a series three. It's
pure vibes. All
back. Ready to go.
Series three, pure vibes only.
Hello, you're everyone. Right. Welcome to series three of Khaki Malarkey. It's starting off well because I haven't got my voice memo on. but there we go. We're starting off on a good note. And here we are. Hello and welcome back. We're so glad that you've come back with us to series three. Phoebe and Zach, hello as well. How are you guys?
Evening. Currently hungover, but in general, great.
Love to hear that. Zach, how are you?
I'm the good one of those things. I'm great. I'm not hungover. So I'm doing great compared to Phoebe.
Absolutely. I feel like you could be a Venn diagram. Phoebe is great and hungover. You're great but not hungover, and I'm like, I feel hungover but I'm not hungover, so I don't know where I stand actually. Like, but we've got something going on. Yeah, something going on there. It's been a long week.
I never was very good at maths, to be fair.
Yeah, not my forte. I tried.
But yeah, so back to it. We had our first, we had our first guest recording the other day, didn't we? We spoke to Tess Dunlop, which was really good fun. Like, yeah, what a legend she is. I bloody love Army Girls. What a book.
Her energy was fantastic.
Before
we get into the episodes, what's our season, Beeps? Why are we doing this specific season?
Well, we kind of accidentally went a bit World War II heavy on the last season. So we thought it'd be nice to mix it up a little bit, go a little bit more global, and kind of get out of that. I guess a World War II rut, which there's nothing wrong with that, because there's so many different, as we've seen from all the podcasts that are out on World War II and all the different aspects of it. There's endless things that you could talk about for hours and hours. There's endless podcast episodes on the World War. But we want to be a little bit more different now, you know, widen the scope a little bit. I mean, yeah, Liv, what did you want? What's the main thing you want to come out of this season? Is there any particular themes that you're looking forward to touching on?
I think it, like you said, we accidentally like pigeonholed ourselves just a little bit into the World War II, but it kind of flowed really well in a way. And then it was like, okay, here we are, we're done. But
there was a lot of very good books out on World War II last year. So.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's obviously still some more great content as well. But
yeah,
I think definitely. For us, we wanted to be like, there's a whole world out there. There's thousands.
And like you've just said, we said we're going to do different this season, but then also our first guest is Tess talking about.
But then she represents England, you know, in terms of military. How we're breaking it down.
And also the women's stories. So.
Exactly. So it's, you know, we've got to make sure that's important and covered too. And Tess has, you know, been encouraged. She wants to come on for a while. So we're glad we've sorted that one out.
Yes,
but we want to make sure we had like around the world, you know, I don't even know how many countries there are. I think it's like over 200, isn't it? So that's like so many different histories we can bring forward. And so we want to
get historians, not geographers, Liv. Don't bring
geography. No, I can't think. There's a lot of countries in the world. I don't know. And
more than seven, at least more than seven.
It's a great start. So there's definitely more than seven episodes that we've got coming up, but we just basically wanted there to be different historians who look at different areas of history from around the world. So Tessa, for example,
there's a bit of Vietnam on there.
I want to get Vietnam. We're going to New Zealand. We're going to try to get, you know, Russia. Middle East, South America. We're really going to hit global because it's so important to do it. And there's so much cool history out there. You know, one of the episodes I've been working on for my series I've been doing is focused on war. And like our whole direction of the series is we don't want it to be focused on one area of history. So in terms of researching, we've had to like go so global, and it's maybe made me realise and go, oh my God, there's so much history out there.
Yeah.
Like, what great episodes you potentially can have a Khaki Malarkey, or like, you know, there's so much depth that we can explore. And I think where we're going to go.
No, absolutely. But out of the episodes we did last season, what episode do you think, was there any one that you think changed your opinion on something? Because like we said, we kind of pigeonholed ourselves into one conflict, but what episodes kind of changed your view on it? Because there was a couple that kind of stick out in my mind, but I'm keen to know what you thought.
I think for me, I know we used to break World War II, but for me, mine was Amy Fox's Learning to Fight.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like that really marked a moment where you could see how warfare was changing like into modern times. And I really loved her assessment and how she spoke about the development of it all, and how really the First World War was a like a turning point that encapsulated a lot of modernity that has been coming from, say, like the American Civil War, the Boer War. Suddenly it's all hinged into 4 years, and then obviously the rest comes off from there. So I thought that was a real eye-opener, especially I guess when we carried on doing the Second World War stuff, that reflection of having that in the back of our mind was really interesting.
I think it's interesting as well, like I think Prit Patar and Waitman Bourne were two episodes I really enjoyed, because I found Eastern Front history really fascinating lately, and I think it's a kind of, well, it was typically an underrepresented element of the Second World War. But it's nice that we've got more literature coming out there, and I like how both Prit and Waitman both handle those topics so sensitively, and I think because we're dealing with topics like genocide and Holocaust that have to be dealt with really delicately, and it was really interesting to hear about the Holocaust aspect in relation to the Eastern Front and this whole, you know, of who's busting those stupid clean Wehrmacht myths and all of this lot. But it's just interesting to look at all the different how can I put this, all the different theatres of war and how they interacted with each other. I've never guessed how hugely the Eastern Front impacted the Western Front, if that makes sense,
without sounding too
broad, you know.
And it was really great to have that highlighted. Zach, did you have an episode?
I actually really enjoyed doing the more kind of location stuff that we did. So we actually went out and obviously looked at the Centurion and did all that. You get a different vibe of the episode when you can actually sit there and touch and ask annoying questions, which was mainly my role. You know, you can see the nitty gritty of everything. That's really interesting. Yeah. So hopefully we'll try and do a bit more of that as well.
We have got one. Lined up, haven't we? Exciting one, actually.
So hopefully we can do more of that, because that's really fun.
So I think I kind of terrified my mum by suggesting an episode that she was like, "You're doing what now? You're going where now?"
And no spoilers.
No spoilers. It's gonna be one of a kind, because I don't think anyone else has done
that.
It will certainly be episode. Unique.
I love it.
Cogs turning, the sound engineer cogs turning in Zach's brain, like, oh Jesus. God,
it'll be interesting,
Another thing I've enjoyed, the crossover episode as well, that the guest, you know, Commonwealth War Graves, we've had Fighting on Film, and it's been nice to draw on other people's expertise as well, and history tellers as well. Our last episode of last season,
great.
I laughed so much throughout that episode. It was so good. They've got such a brilliant dynamic, and that's something I'd like to do more of in season 3 as well. More collaboration, more kind of panel type episodes. I remember well, there's one that I missed, I think, in season 1, Life in the Redcoats. So that looked really fun. It's nice to have that kind of variety of inputs.
I mean, I really enjoyed the Fighting on Film episode as well. Like, it's quite interesting to see the impact of military history on other fields, as well as just looking at pure military history. So, stuff like war films, stuff like that. Yeah, exactly. It's more my wheelhouse. That kind of stuff's more. But I found that quite interesting to me. It's sometimes just to take a bit of a breather and kind of look at a different side of it. You know, I found it'd be quite cool.
That's something I definitely want to try have for this series as well. It's like having more of a social and cultural impact, as well as just the military stuff, you know. Really, if we're going to go global, let's try and touch base with all of those elements that are embedded into it. So that's why I really like the fact that Tessa's episode of Army Girls will be out soon, but, you know, we're looking at a social kind of element to it, and what stuff that she spoke upon isn't just strictly military, but it impacts women, and so that was really important. Mm. I think that's where we've been looking for in terms of getting guests on. Tap those kind of cultural and social elements too.
Mm. I think that'd be nice, like when I mentioned Vietnam earlier, just because I'm looking forward to probably looking a bit more at my Cold War history, because that was something I did for my Vietnam in my undergraduate dissertation. Looking at the impact of kind of the Hearts and Minds campaigns, the soldiers actually going into villages, the massacres that happened, and why did they happen, how were Vietnamese women treated, plays like Miss Saigon, how have they changed how we think, much like Fighting on Film talk about the war films, how has things like Miss Saigon changed our approach to the Vietnam War? So I'm looking forward to getting back into that, because it's very interesting from a social and cultural perspective.
So Phoebes, we've had an episode come out already. You know, that was a special episode, wasn't it? And I'm really glad that we were able to get that out there. Tell us a little bit more if anyone hasn't listened to that yet, you know.
Yes, this is our prequel episode, but we have already had one out, because today is the 14th of January, which was the start of Operation Granby in the Gulf War. And a few, I think it was back in November, actually, I went up to London and met up with Stephen Manson from the Basin Soap Tank episode. And he set me up an interview with Lieutenant Colonel John Kirby, who led communications throughout the operation and was just fucking amazing to talk to, basically. And it's such a good episode. And I was really happy listening back to it today. So you've already had that one out. And then we'll be talking to Tessa Dunlop. Well, our episode where we spoke to Tessa Dunlop will be out on Tuesday, I believe. So those are kind of our first few episodes to go out.
Yeah, and then,
yeah, we're back in business week after week, pumping out the episodes.
Here we go. Yeah, if you've got any suggestions for episodes or you'd like to be on, please feel free to drop us a message. We're always here.
Yeah.
Happy to hear, you know, additional suggestions and stuff. So.
Yeah, any questions or anything? Any questions or suggestions?
Oh my God, yeah. If anyone has any questions, we're so happy to answer some. Right, perhaps as well.
That would be nice. Yeah. More audience participation.
All right then, guys. Well,
this has been Olivia Smith, Zachary Leary, and Phoebe Style, and this is Garth Malarkey. And enough.